fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Berets. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 13th day of March, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. No apologies whatsoever. I'm proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance every day. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I was reminded again recently, friends of mine who don't listen to my show did not know the following. If you don't want to get cancer, if you don't, which I think is probably pretty much all of us, read the book titled World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, the title of the book is World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. The protocols that I follow every day for the past 30 years plus that my recently deceased wife did not, who died of cancer, the protocols for not getting cancer are right in there. If you read the book, you'll know what they are, and you can do it yourself. All right. We're hoping that Andrew would call in from EMP Shield. He has not yet. I may have got a text message from him if he's out of town. Looks like he'll be here about 20 minutes late, so he'll be with us in about 20 after the hour or so to discuss updates at what's going on with EMP Shield. I'm so happy that this Kansas company out there in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas is building a new factory to manufacture microchips, computer chips. That is so delightful and so gratifying that they're doing that. We have made ourselves dependent on a country that is our avowed enemy, the People's Republic of China, for these critical parts of our infrastructure. But then we've done other things that have been harmful to our national defense as well. Largest lead smelter in the world was shut down by the U.S. government, not by China, thanks to the EPA. The Dole Run lead smelting plant in Herculaneum, Missouri, where I went to high school, the regulations got to the point where they couldn't keep the doors open anymore and smelt lead anymore. Lead, of course, is a strategic metal that is vital to the defense of any country, including the United States. We still have a battery recycling plant not far from me, also owned and ran by Doe Run, where they take batteries and break them down and recover the lead from those. It's good they were doing that, at least for the time being. I don't know what issues they've got with the EPA over there. Haven't kept up with it. What's been done to our railroads nationwide is also, in my opinion, a threat to U.S. national security. Of course, Jimmy Carter gave up control over the Panama Canal, which is a clear and present danger to national security. Absolutely. It's now run by the Communist Chinese, in case you don't know. And there's many others. That's just what comes to mind off the top of my head. We do open lines. You got a question or a comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, spring is officially, I think, begins, I believe, a week from today. Let me look at the calendar here. Yep. Spring is officially a week from today. We've had some very spring-like days. The last several days have been more like winter, including today, where I woke up to just below freezing temperatures. And, of course, daylight saving time began at midnight Saturday night. At my church, the little country church I go to, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, we had a reduced attendance due mostly to the time change causing people to not get up in time. That's okay. That's kind of expected. But getting back to the prepper tip of the day, the book World Without Cancer, it was an education for me. I know Ed Griffin. In fact, I'm scheduled to be a speaker at his next Red Pill University event. And his son moved to the Ozarks, the Missouri Ozarks, as a result of listening to my radio show. And it looks like we do have with us my friend Andrew here to represent EMP Shield. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir. Got an article here published at the U.S. Sun, which I think is a British publication. This is the American version of it. And let's see, the date on this thing is March the 12th, which was yesterday. And here's the headline. Laser focus. Chinese satellite gathering intelligence for Pearl Harbor-style hypersonic missile attack by using green lasers, claim experts. Now here's some more details. China used green lasers fired from satellites to gather intelligence for a surprise hypersonic missile attack on Hawaii, it has been warned. The satellite was recorded flashing lasers for a fraction of a second by a live stream camera attached to a telescope on top of a mountain on one of the Hawaiian islands. Initially, the lights were thought to come from a NASA satellite before it was finally established. It was a Chinese pollution monitoring satellite, the DAQI-1. But questions immediately began to raise about why the Chinese would feel necessary to monitor pollution in Hawaii, given the large U.S. military presence there. And it comes just weeks after China flew a giant balloon over the U.S., which was widely understood to be a spy tool, even as Beijing claimed it was a civilian weather airship. Pearl Harbor on Oahu, Hawaii, remains vital for the U.S. United States military, and the presence of a satellite comes amid increased tensions between the U.S. and China. It's currently home to Joint Base Pearl Harbor, HICM, a joint U.S. Navy and Air Force facility that has its headquarters to both the United States Pacific Fleet and Pacific Air Forces. Experts are warning Chinese activity could pave the way for a repeat surprise attack on the United States. Rick Fisher, an expert on China's military at the International Assessment and Strategy Center, said the satellite is a classic case of a Chinese dual use of civilian technology that also serves military missions. The DACI-1 lasers specifically monitor the density of the atmosphere and can detect different wind directions, he told The Sun online. That is precisely data required for China to accurately target small multiple reentry vehicle nuclear warheads or more recent hypersonic glide vehicle warheads. The hyperglide vehicle warheads seek to exploit low trajectories that are also low altitude and thus are very vulnerable to adverse weather conditions, necessitating the weather data precision that would be available from laser measurements. He agrees Hawaii is at risk of another surprise attack, this time by the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Indeed, there is an increasing Chinese threat to Hawaii, but in a general war over Taiwan, the PLA would also likely talk U.S. facilities in Japan, South Korea, Alaska, and California. I think that's enough of that, Andrew, to get the picture, don't you think?
Oh, yes, sir. And, you know, I this is just my personal opinion, but I've always believed that they're using these satellites under the guise of weather tracking and, you know, more commercial civilian use. But I have no doubt in my mind that they have dual use. They're mapping terrain. They're using it for intelligence collection. And it would make sense that they're using it for that specific purpose of being able to leverage their hypersonic missiles. It makes sense to me. I do think that there's an increased risk.
Before you came on board with us, I was mentioning some of the clear and present dangers to national security. Just a few I pointed out off the top of my head. One was the EPA, and if Eisenhower or Kennedy was president, this would not have been allowed to happen. EPA creating such onerous regulations that the largest lead smelter in the United States, maybe in the world, was shut down in Herculaneum, Missouri, a few years ago, where I went to high school, by the way. Jimmy Carter giving up control over the Panama Canal, which is now controlled by the People's Liberation Army, Navy. And it's just unacceptable. And also the dismantling of the National Railroad System, which is also a vital part of U.S. national security, in my opinion. Of course, there's multiple other examples we could cite, aren't there, Andrew?
There are. There's a lot of examples, and I'm quite unhappy personally with some of the things that have been going on. But national security, to me, is at a big risk right now. I mean, there's a lot of things going on internationally and nationally. Not to mention what's going on with our banking systems and the stock market and finances and inflation and potential huge recession. Like, there's just so many things right now that our country has going on that it is a very dangerous time, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that said, I was also praising your company for building a brand new microchip computer chip facility, factory there in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas. Of course, it'll be a year, between 1 and 2 years before it's actually turning out product, but at least it's underway, isn't it?
Well, we're certainly working on it. Right now, we're finalizing our application for the Chips of America Act, and then should we get approved for that, we will then begin the construction on the facility. It's right now, it's estimated to be at about $1.9 billion. The goal is to bring in roughly, I think it's going to be close to around 2,000 jobs. This is a huge facility. And this, if it does end up getting approved, this will be primarily for national defense purposes, but we will also be producing microprocessors and certain substances to be used for commercial application as well.
Right, right. Well, there's certainly plenty of carryover between the two. The chips used in a Ford pickup truck are not that much different from the chips used in military trucks, are they?
Some of them are not. Some of them are. And I'm still getting educated on a lot of these things as well. But what some of the things that I've been learning about as we kind of get into this is that the ability that these microprocessors and certain substances, the heat and the cold limits that they can take before they get destroyed. One of the things we'll be doing, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it is, so I won't say it, but we're going to be doing something that it can basically take incredibly high temperatures and incredibly low temperatures. So you're building.
You'll be building mill spec computer chips, not just run of the mill computer chips.
Correct.
Outstanding. Well, that reinforces my happiness for what you're doing there. Thank you very much.
Yes,
Andrew, the world we live in has become so strange and so bizarre so quickly. It seems like I've often thought that I refer to our opposition as the socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims. If they wanted to wait until the World War II generation was no longer able to do anything about it, I can't imagine the World War II generation tolerating a man wearing the uniform of a female U.S. Navy admiral representing the United States in international conferences. I just can't imagine that happening in the 50s, 60s, or even the 70s. Can you?
No, I can't imagine it either. And I would be interested to know. In fact, I might go out and I don't know any that are alive, but even Vietnam veterans such as yourself, I presume they have the same feeling as well, but I'd be interested.
We do. I don't speak for all Vietnam vets, but we grew up with those standards and those beliefs and those values. The world has become very, very crazy, very quickly, to the point where a polite parent attending a school board meeting, standing and speaking politely with making no threats, is turned over to the FBI as being a domestic terrorist. How crazy is that?
That is very crazy. I did hear about that, I think it was a couple months ago, and it blows my mind. It really does.
Well, it happens. It's happening all over the country. It's not just an isolated incident. Well, what this always comes back to is men and women need to take personal responsibility for themselves, their families, their family security. And as I like to say, can we trust the federal government who could not find a Superdome for a week in New Orleans during the Katrina flood down there, hurricane? Can we trust them to protect us? I don't think so. Do you?
I think the answer, the correct answer in my mind is, whether they do or they don't, it should be up to every family to be able to protect themselves.
Agreed.
I think that there is a low chance, but at the end of the day, every single family, every single person, even if you don't have a family, should be able to protect themselves and take care of themselves should something bad happen, such as an EMP, a nuclear detonation, or any other kinds of horrific things that could potentially happen.
Or a local event where your local substation just takes a lightning hit, or the house itself takes a lightning hit, because EMP shield protects from that as well, doesn't it?
That's absolutely correct. EMP shield guarantees 100% lightning protection, and it's also been gone through military certified testing to protect against the effects of EMP. And that not just the electrical system of a home, as an example, that includes every piece of equipment that's connected to the electrical system. We can also protect vehicles and a myriad of other devices and things as well.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew's company has graciously grandfathered my listeners to continue getting a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Typical family is going to have one for their home, which protects a generator also, one for each vehicle. Most families have two vehicles these days. And maybe get another one for that youngster off to college. So it would be a $200 savings if you bought four EMP devices, wouldn't it?
That's correct. It's a huge savings. And what's really great about the coupon is it can also be combined with the sale prices on the website. So you can save a lot of money.
When we get back, Andrew's going to give for our new listeners a summary of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, where you get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your home, your generator, your vehicles. And Andrew, representing EMP Shield, is going to give us his weekly summary for our new listeners. We have new listeners every week, of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. Turn it over to you, Andrew.
Thanks, Sean. So, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew Butchin. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield, and I'm going to give you guys an overview of what EMP is, its effects, and how you can protect from it. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, and it's a term that I think these days most people have heard, but many people presume it comes from maybe a movie or a video game or a science fiction novel. But part of my job at EMP Shield is to let people know and educate people that EMP is a very real thing. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries currently have in their arsenals. This is a weapon that would send us back to the early 1800s should it be used. And so what I'm going to quickly do is just describe how an EMP is created. So it's actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon in the sense that we're used to seeing. You know, if you watch some old documentaries about the testing of nuclear weapons, you'll see that they're normally detonated at or right above the ground level of the Earth, and you'll see the mushroom cloud and radiation. That's not quite what's going to happen with an EMP. So with a high-altitude nuclear EMP, which we'll be discussing, they're actually taking that nuclear weapon and they're detonating it above the Earth, very high, actually, at roughly 300 miles, which is about the altitude of the International Space Station, to give you an idea of just how high up it is. In fact, if this were to occur during the day, there's a high likelihood you wouldn't even see the explosion. And the effects will occur in nanoseconds, so incredibly quickly. And so what's happening is when that nuclear weapon explodes, it goes out in all directions. So the blast goes outwards into space. It also pushes downwards towards the Earth. And this blast creates three phases of an EMP. It's the E1, the E2, and the E3. Now, the first two phases of an EMP, the E1 and the E2, are created from that blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And what's happening is when the gamma radiation and the matter from that blast hit the atmosphere, it strips the freed electrons that are up there and then shoots them down towards the Earth. That process is called ionization. And you have a large amount of energy that is then being shot down and induced into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So the energy is going directly into your modern vehicle, directly into your home. It's going through the structure of your house into your devices. It can destroy solar systems and pretty much anything that has microelectronics or things like transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, or just simply microprocessors. Anything that has those components has a high likelihood of being destroyed. And so basically after the first two phases, which is the first E1 is in nanoseconds, the E2 is in microseconds. So after less than 10 microseconds, your way of life has completely changed the way that you know it. You no longer have access to any technology that uses those components. But it does get worse, and that's the third part is created from that nuclear blast pushing outwards into space. And it's actually pushing on the magnetosphere, which is around the Earth. It's protecting us from space weather. And the magnetosphere, when the blast pushes on it, causes it to fluctuate, and this can happen for many hours. 5-plus, sometimes 12-plus hours. And this fluctuation of the magnetosphere creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this charge can't induce into smaller antennas like a car or even your home's Remex wiring, but it can induce into larger antennas like the grid, which can be a mile and sometimes even 10 miles long. And this third phase is designed specifically to destroy our electrical power grid. And what happens is when the charge in the grid gets high enough over this long duration of several hours, components begin to become destroyed. So transformers, portions of substations, the charge builds high enough to destroy them. And then now we have no way to deliver power from the power production facility to your home. Not that it would quite matter because pretty much everything's already been destroyed, but it's basically knocking out the remaining portion of the grid. The Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP. That's how devastating this is. And that it's considered a bloodless weapon, which means it's not going to physically harm you, but it's going to change your way of life so extremely that there's an incredibly high likelihood of death. You no longer have access to clean running water, communications, resupply of food. Pretty much everything we know will be completely changed. So it is a very devastating weapon. It's a very, very real weapon. And luckily, that's where EMP Shield comes into play, as we've developed the technology to protect your vehicle, protect your home, protect your solar system, your backup generator, from the effects of EMP. That way you can continue to use your modern-day electronics or these systems like your vehicle, your modern-day vehicle, even after an EMP occurs. So it's a very critical technology in ensuring that you can protect yourself and your family should this ever occur. And that's my overview, John.
Very well said. Very well said. Thank you very much. And lightning. Lightning can happen anywhere, anytime, in Alaska, in Key West, Florida, anywhere in between. And that's a clear and present danger no matter where you live or how you live, isn't it, Andrew?
It is a very clear and present danger. And, you know, it's something that people don't normally consider, but it's very important.
We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and woke.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over the weekend, I got a new video done by Dr. Lynn Horowitz giving the evidence, the hard evidence that, in my opinion, as a trial assistant, could be presented in most courts as evidence that the COVID-19 was intentionally released at the Wuhan lab. It was not a mistake, not a leak. That will be posted at thelibertyman.com in the COVID panel before the day is over. It's less than half an hour, by the way, and he does present the hard evidence. Other things at my website that will help you are the articles published nowhere else, such as the latest intelligence briefing, only published at thelibertyman.com. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, published nowhere else on the internet, published at thelibertyman.com. Helpful things, such as the link to Cliff High's videos. Yes, they're published other places, but it's really handy to have them at my website. And of course, the app that can go on your smartphone, the name of it is Find My Bluetooth Device, that will allow you to determine if human beings are transmitting a Bluetooth MAC address, which of course they are, and that's a work in progress. and other products that will help you, such as the Energy Cleaner. This is my home business. When you place your order for your Energy Cleaner because you're tired of being tired, the arthritis pains keep you from doing things you like to do, that's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. I have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment, the mattress pads as well. Do your homework. Read up on it at the LibertyMan.com. Place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And then I'll box it up and ship it from the Little Country Post Office at Cheryl, Missouri, which is also a country store and country restaurant, where every Friday night they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $13. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, the representative of EMP Shield, we're talking about how to protect your family from the effects of an EMP attack, as well as lightning. Lightning protection was an unexpected bonus when this whole thing got started, wasn't it, Andrew?
It really was. You know, EMP Shield was designed, you know, originally to protect against the effects of EMP, which it does very, very well. And what we quickly realized was that it's also a incredibly, incredibly robust lightning protection system. Very early on, after we started selling this, we realized that we actually took it to one of the nation's largest insurance carriers, who is now backing it for us. So every EMP Shield not only comes with 100% lightning protection guarantee, which you will not find. This is not something that's normal. Most surge protectors will not even cover lightning damage. We guarantee it. But should the device fail to do its job at any point in time ever, we will cover the cost of damage up to $25,000. That's how robust and how capable this technology really is.
Amazing. Well, I got an educational update for all our listeners on just what in the world China's hypersonic missiles are. Here it is. They differ from ballistic missiles in that they comprise a rocket that flies 25 miles above the surface of the Earth and then unleashes a hypersonic glide vehicle. The short for that is HGV. The HGV uses the Earth's gravity to descend at speeds up to, listen please, 7,700 miles per hour. That's more than one-fourth the circumference of the planet in 1 hour, by the way. In contrast to ballistic missiles, the HGV can be steered in flight, making them a terrifying adversary and particularly dangerous to large warships, such as aircraft carriers. New paragraph. The Chinese launched two hypersonic nuclear missiles, which circled the Earth and defied the laws of physics back in 2021. The newest missile in actual service, the DFS Delta Foxtrot 17, became fully into operation at the beginning of January this year, after first being seen at a parade in Beijing in 2019. According to the U.S. military, it is accurate to within a few yards and is capable of extreme maneuvers and evasive actions. Its relatively low cost means the Chinese military can fire scores of them if a first attempt fails. Well, 7,700 miles per hour, that would allow it to go around the planet in, just a couple of hours, about 3 or 4 hours. That's scary fast, isn't it?
That is scary, scary fast. These hypersonics, this is the new thing, and it's going to be, if they're employed, they're very, very hard to shoot down because they're so low and they're so fast. They can deliver nuclear payloads. They can hit, you know, within a couple meters, hit the target. Like they mentioned, you can steer them, especially if they're on the glider. So, oh my gosh, it's scary fast, and it's also a very scary weapon.
Well, there's some hope, and I don't know what the classified details are, that we have space-based laser weapons that could possibly shoot these things down. The first thing that comes to mind is by the time the space-based lasers know there's something to shoot down, it's too late because these things are moving so fast. What do you think, Andrew?
Right. You know, I don't really know. I don't really know much about what's currently either being developed or employed, especially at the higher levels. But it would make sense that we would use some kind of technology like that. The question I have is it developed and has it been employed, or is it, you know, what stage is it at? But I would hope that we have deterrent systems capable of stopping these hypersonic weapons. But yet again, who really knows
the truth? I'm not going to stick my life and the life of the ones I love on hope. That's not wise at all. So it's incumbent upon all people listening to this to take action on their own, to protect their family on their own, as opposed to having hope based on what? Hope. Without much behind it. Nothing we can count on. Nothing we can count on. Even if these space-based laser weapons exist, we have in the Oval Office a man who is thoroughly and completely compromised by the Communist Chinese, who would be the one telling him to shoot or not shoot, don't we?
That's certainly yes. Yep.
That's a shame how we've gotten ourselves into this place, but we have. We have, and it's an ongoing issue. It's not going to go away anytime soon. It won't go away for probably decades in the future. The Chinese have a plan. The book Unrestricted Warfare, written by two Chinese military colonels, lays out the plan. This book was published in the 1990s, by the way. It's called Asymmetric Warfare, where they have about 20 different ways to wage warfare, not just with machine guns and tanks and planes, but a couple of dozen other ways, don't they?
They do. And, you know, the Chinese are very good with military strategy, asymmetric warfare. The other thing that, you know, we need to keep in mind when we're, you know, discussing and dealing with the Chinese, especially in a war scenario, is they've been planning. They can plan 50, 100 years and stick to the plan. They are very long-term planners, and unfortunately, that's not something I've witnessed very much with our, our country. So we need to be careful of that, because they've probably been implementing a plan for decades and decades that all might culminate with something that we're seeing right now.
Well, Andrew, I had a chance in this video. I can't give people a reference, but a video showing the recruitment videos from various countries. United States, Russia, China, England, France, and so forth. And all these other countries, NATO countries and our possible enemies, Russia and China, their recruitment videos all have healthy alpha males, athletic, healthy alpha males, going through training, doing athletic, healthy male stuff, and celebrating that.
Right.
To encourage healthy young adult alpha males to join whatever military it might be, Britain or France or Russia or China. And then we have the American recruitment video, which celebrates a healthy young woman whose claim to fame is that she has two lesbian mothers and no father. And that's supposed to make healthy young adult males want to join the U.S. military, because that's the main recruitment emphasis has always been on recruiting healthy young alpha male warriors, hasn't it?
Right. It has. To my knowledge, since I joined back in 2003, that's what it's been, or at least that's what it was. You know,
it was
not,
past
clearly
tense.
Not what it is now. Right.
The Russian and Chinese generals must be having champagne with strawberry toast over what we've done to ourselves.
It's crazy. You know, force readiness. John, I'm scared. I mean, I'm very scared about force readiness. It's public. We have a recruitment and a retention problem for all branches of the military right now. And
money isn't curing it. They're offering sign-up bonus of more than $10,000 just to become a soldier, and they still can't fill up the ranks, can they? Wow.
No, yeah, and that's it's just mind-boggling, you know. And I guess I can understand. I don't agree with it, but I can understand why, because maybe a lot of folks that would have joined the military are now saying, ooh, I'm not sure if I want to get involved in that. You know, I don't know if that's absolutely what's going on, but.
If you come from a poverty background, whether it's New York City or any place in the country down south or out west, $10,000 for a poverty-stricken 18-year-old looks like a fortune, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. For an 18 or 19-year-old, that is a ton of money.
It is. And they still can't get people to sign up. That tells me a lot. Of course, there's a lot that would be willing to. Three quarters of young men and women that we could possibly sign up aren't allowed to because they're too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or have too many criminal convictions, or a combination of two or more of those four I listed. It's a sad situation, which always brings us back to families taking personal responsibility, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. And I think something that we've been missing, that this is my personal opinion about this, but as we transitioned and evolved in technology, going from the old computers to smartphones and social media and these sorts of things, I think that the kids stopped playing outside. They got used to being kind of, I don't want to say, but it's true, being lazy, staying inside, playing on their phone. In turn, I think we're now starting to really see the effects of this too, because a lot of these kids who would have eventually grown up to be these big, strong men and women are now, you know, the fat, lazy video game, and it's not everybody, obviously, but it's many folks that they're not joining the military because they grew up playing on a phone or playing whatever.
Right. Well, a friend of mine is a senior engineer building F-15s for Boeing, and one of his jobs is to recruit or to identify young graduate engineers. These are men and women who have graduated with a four-year degree in engineering. And he says, John, 9 out of 10 have never touched a socket wrench or an open-end wrench. I don't know what to do when it comes to anything involving their hands. They simply don't. Yep. And, of course, if you're an engineer building F-15s, you have to have the skills necessary, which include knowing what tools are, how to use them properly, when to use them, and so forth. And I think there would be an expectation that somebody applying for a job at Boeing as an engineer would have those skills, but 9 out of 10 don't. They have the skills on paper. They have a degree. It's beautiful, and it's probably in a frame someplace at their parents' home, but they don't have the skills.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame too. And you know, I think it stems from, you know, they started taking away shop class from high school.
Right. Well, the school districts themselves. And school districts sold off, and friends of mine were attending those sales of all the shop equipment because students stopped signing up. These were discretionary classes; they were not mandatory. And when they became discretionary, the students just simply stopped signing up for woodworking shop, metalworking shop, and so forth. So I don't know that we can blame the schools. Maybe if they made the classes mandatory, they wouldn't have had to shut them down. But once students stop signing up, what's the point of having all that space and expensive equipment if nobody's signing up for a class anymore?
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. Get it.
It's what we've done to ourselves is just utterly amazing. Utterly amazing. Now, out here where I live, the parents of these youngsters, they send their children to tech school, and they learn real skills to become a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician, an automobile mechanic, a diesel mechanic, real skills that have very serious entry-level salaries that these city kids, unless they go to a tech school themselves, they graduate with a piece of paper that allows them to do what? Not much. Even
working garbage.
I've talked to any number of people working at a bookstore, for example, that have 4-year and even more advanced degrees that are selling books in a bookstore because that's the only job they can get. Well, we can't change that. All we can do is educate our audience, encourage them to do the right thing which in my opinion means getting a good distance away from these major cities full of men and women who have no skills that will keep them alive, allow them to grow a garden, and survive the hard times that could possibly be in our future. We don't know that they are, but this talk of World War III is being talked way too flippantly, in my opinion. Men and women who are in responsible positions, I'm not talking about news commentators, but men and women in positions in the Pentagon and the federal government talking about World War III as if it's tomorrow's baseball game. It's taken way too frivolously, mm-hmm. in my opinion. What do you think, Andrew?
I agree. In fact, I've heard it multiple times, and every time I hear it, I'm almost in shock. Like, no big deal, just World War III.
Roger that. We have our last break coming up. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
Well, Andrew, you just heard the two words that no soldier ever wants to hear: fix bayonets. right?
Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
Unfortunately,
don't want to hear that.
Bennett fighting is no longer taught in U.S. Army basic training, believe it or not. Andrew, we got a caller and holder. We've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a question. What role have vaccines played in the physical, degeneration and electronic hypnosis of the youth?
Well, I can't comment on hypnosis, but I can say the following. The flight surgeon in charge of all the U.S. Army pilots in Alabama gave sworn testimony before Congress and a sworn affidavit, written affidavit, saying that all pilots who've been given the COVID clot shot should be put on non-flight status. And I can't comment on the other part of it. Andrew, you got any follow-up on John's question?
No, I mean, it's just we'd have to basically look at the data, but there's been a huge effect, which evidence is starting to come out and data is starting to come out to show that, you know, there is significant health issues from the vaccination, at least from what I've seen.
Absolutely.
And I continue to try to learn more about it.
All right. John, we do thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Well, Andrew, we continue to educate our audience every Monday, let them know what these threats are, the clear and present danger of these threats, the changing nature of these threats. And that's important. The nature of these threats is changing and being updated all the time, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And that's why, people need to be prepared. They need to understand that things change as well. What might be a threat today might not be a threat tomorrow. Technologies evolve. But there, one thing is clear, is there are many countries out there who want to hurt our country, and they want to stop what we're doing, and we need to be able to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. Well said, Andrew. Well, I thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Top of the hour break, we'll begin Firearms Monday after the break with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where I will be this coming Saturday for the instructors meeting. And I'm looking forward to meeting the new instructors, getting reacquainted with the older instructors. And it's a lot of fun working with these guys. It really is a lot of fun. I've learned a lot, and I will continue to learn and improve my skills. And the mission statement of Freedom Center is to train trainers. So when you graduate from a class, you can go back to your home and neighborhood and instruct others on the skills that you've learned. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.